Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Priscilla Block, welcome back to the UK.
Hi, I feel like I never left.
We don't want you to ever leave.
I don't want to ever leave.
Because we love you here.
Oh, well, I love y'all.
And it comes across as well. It's so nice. Like, you know, you can really tell when a artist gets it, mm-hmm. like they get their crowd. And every time I've seen you in the UK, you know, whether it was because it was introduced in Nashville at C2C,
yeah, 2 years ago,
yeah, and then you came back and did the Long Road, mm-hmm. And then, you know, back on the main stage at C2C this time, every single time I've seen you, it seems like you get it, like you get us.
Aww.
And we get you, and it's just so great when that happens with an artist.
I feel the exact same way. I mean, it's just been such a joy, and I love that, like, I can tell my stories and y'all want, like, I don't, it's so, there's, I mean, music is just a way to bring people together anyway, mm-hmm. but like I'm a songwriter through and through, and it's so cool coming out here and like just the way that the fans listen, you know, it's so, like, we have that back in the States, and it's like, it's just different vibes of yeah. concerts, you know what I mean? Like, back home, it's like rowdy, everyone's drinking, everyone's drunk, they're yelling all through the show, but like, you come out here and you're like, people really want to hear the stories.
Congratulations.
Thank
right
you.
Because that is so phenomenal, because I know your story, and you know what, we'll tell a little bit of your story for people who maybe, we've talked about it before, but congratulations on that, because it's amazing.
It is amazing. It's so, well, thank you for saying that. Like, you know, you can get so like exhausted in the jet lag and everything, but it's awesome to hear that and say that, like, we're actually doing this, you
yes.
know, like, not long ago, I was dreaming of this, and it's so, you know, we're really far from home, and it feels like home, you know?
Yeah.
But
people know every word to your songs and know you in countries that you haven't even been in yet.
It's nuts. Not long ago, I was just the girl singing in any bar that anyone would let me play in. I was singing cover songs, and my life changed overnight because of the fans all over the world that were just like raising their hand for me, and we're like, we love this girl and we love her songs and we're rallying behind this. And it was truly the fans that changed my life overnight.
And this was you kind of putting out Just About Over You on
yeah.
socials, right? That's what changed it all.
Yeah, it was during the pandemic. Everything was shut down. I wrote Just About Over You, and I decided to just put it on the internet and see what people thought. I had no clue it was going to just blow up the way that it did. And you know, it was 1 second where I was just the girl singing behind my phone. And then the next second, you know, I mean.
And the next second, you're an icon.
No.
yes.
Then that's when the record label started calling me. And they're like, who is this girl? I'm like, it is so nice to meet y'all finally. But no.
Yeah, I've been trying for
yeah,
a while,
I mean, I've been here for 10 years.
Oh, you want to know me now,
yeah.
do you?
No, but it's cool. You know, that song was crowdfunded by people all over the world. And so, like, I feel like this, my whole story and all of this, it's just so much bigger than just me. Like, this is a lot of people, like, all being a part of this. So I feel like we're all doing this together.
Yeah, well, I mean, you feel that. You feel that kind of, you know, community spirit at
yeah.
your shows. Like, everybody is on board. And also people seeing, you know, whether they see themselves in your songs and they relate to your stories, or they see themselves in you, or they think, like, thank God. God, like, I feel like I'm a part of country music now because she's a part of country music. Like, all of it's amazing. And you were just about to give up, right?
Mm-hmm.
When this, because we've talked about this before. Like, you were you cleaning Airbnbs?
Cleaning Airbnbs.
I mean, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, so seriously.
Yeah.
You can say it again.
Yeah.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Because that is, you know, you were doing that. You were just about giving up. I mean, we also bonded over, you know, furnishing entire homes with stuff from the garbage.
Oh,
which
every
I did in New
time.
York when I was kind of coming up, and you did as well, right?
Oh,
you were
yeah.
finding great stuff. I mean, anyway, you were doing all of this. You're about to give up, and then here we are.
Here we are.
Here we
no,
are.
I mean, I got evicted out of my apartment.
Mm.
I was 4 months behind on my rent, and I got evicted out of my apartment in June. And I moved into this little house in Nashville. I didn't even have AC in the house. Like, well, I guess y'all have
some. Yeah, you don't need that here, though. Yeah,
you need it out there because it's hot.
It is hot.
It's like 100 degrees in the summer, okay? It's over 100. So I move into this house, and I am barely getting by. It's the middle of the pandemic. I am just, like, trying not to just pack it all up and go back home. And I just kept doing what I was doing. I was just singing, you know, posting hundreds of videos on the internet. And I wrote Just About Over You at the end of July. Like, my life fell apart, and then I wrote that song, and my life fully changed. And it's just so crazy because I feel like I've heard that from people. Like, you always, you hear the saying, like, you just never know what's around the corner. Mm-hmm. You never know what's around the corner. And I'm so glad I didn't give up.
And you know what? Listen, I want, if you are listening to this and you, whatever you're going through, just know that it can always turn around, and you are living proof of that. And I think that is one of the most inspirational things about you. And I think that's why people relate to you, because, you know, everybody's been either now or at some point in their life thought, what am I doing? You know, mm-hmm. am I being stupid with this? Are things ever going to get better? And if you are going through that right now, Priscilla Block is here to tell you that it can change.
It really can. I mean, I watched it firsthand, and it goes for anything in life. Like, whether you're chasing some dream or you're just like at this point where you're like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just keep going.
Keep going.
Keep
I don't know
going.
Why I'm taking us to church right now.
I mean,
that's just
honestly,
how you make me feel.
I don't know. I'm feeling emotional, guys. I don't know if it's a jet lag. I don't know if it's this interview, but I think I might start crying. My gosh. I don't know if it's because I got no sleep last night,
It's all of it, but it is so true. And also, look, we're going to talk about all this stuff, but I want people to know as much about you as possible, because there are people, as many fans as you have here, there are still people discovering and digging into it, right? And I love the whole Taylor Swift t-shirt story, which I know you've told 100,000 times, but it is again another one of those moments where you're like, universe,
yeah,
you
yeah.
see me, like, you're walking down the street, you're looking amazing in a
no,
Taylor Swift t-shirt.
Wait, like, I'm just the opposite, actually. That is, so the whole Taylor Swift thing happened. I was a year into Nashville, and it was also another time where I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I was working a full-time job at a yogurt shop.
A frozen yogurt shop. I worked at one when I was...
Oh, terrible.
I had to give out free samples. That was my job, giving out free samples.
I was managing that place, and I was getting paid to give free samples.
You were like, Baylen, more free samples. What are you doing? Get out there. Try the chocolate chip. Get out there.
Exactly. No. They were paying. I was doing it all there. I was doing it all there, but I was definitely getting paid to just give samples. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is crazy. So I'm working at the frozen yogurt shop, and then I'm taking night classes for school. Just like for, you know, God forbid this music thing doesn't work out. And I call my sister that day, and I am like, I'll never forget it. I was crying, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here. This is just, it's too much. Like, I'm drowning. I can barely pay my bills. I have been robbed, you know, the first weekend I moved here. Like,
I'm living off of yogurt.
I came out here to do music, and that is the only thing that I'm not doing.
Right.
And she was just like, you know, Priscilla, like, you can come home. Like, you didn't fail. Like, just, let's just figure out what the next thing is. That day, I'm leaving work. And I happen to be wearing a Taylor Swift t-shirt.
That's me most days.
Yeah. Swifty or
yeah,
bust. So I'm in my Taylor Swift t-shirt. I walk out, and I'm trying to get to my car, and Taylor Swift is driving by, and she saw me wearing her t-shirt, and she's pulls her car over on the side of the road. It's like, hey, I love your shirt. And I'm like, I love you. Like, truly. I mean, I was so shocked. She was like, you can walk over here. I'm like standing there. I'm like, but we talked and I never told her I did music. I was just like, you have no clue how much this means to me. Like, thank you. Thank you. And so we took a picture. I got the picture to prove it, you know? And it was everything that I needed to be like, you know what? This does not happen all the time. I'm quitting my job. I'm quitting school. I'm going to go sell stuff on the side of the road that I find. Like, whatever I needed to do to pay my bills is what I was going to do. And I was going to go figure out music. And that was 9 years ago.
Oh.
And now we're on the same record label.
I mean, come on. Again, you know, if you want to manifest something, wear a Taylor Swift t-shirt, people. Please.
Exactly. I have the picture if you want to see it. Do you want to see
it? Oh, I definitely want to see it. Have you since then been like, who do I want to do a duet with? Let me go get a t-shirt, walk down the street.
Right?
See if this happens. The new track, Good On You. I love this so much. Tell us about this track. Tell us
about
it.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a while since I've been like this excited about a song. And there's just songs that you write that you just feel it more with, where you're like, something's really special with this song. And I felt like that the day that I wrote it. And, you know, it's just about like, the whole song is about just getting your confidence back and being like, you know what? I will never be what you wanted me to be. And now I'm like realizing like, I'm good with being me. And I think a lot of people can relate to it. It's just like, no matter where you're at in life, I feel like we've all had these times in life where like you have to filter who you are, act a different way to make other people feel comfortable, whether it's somebody's mom or, you know, the relationship or trying to make it in country music. Like, you don't fit in this box, and Good On You, it just has that sass. And it's like, I love the line. It's like, I'm back in those shorts that you said were trashy. Like, they look good on me. Like, it's just getting that thing back. And you're like, you know what? I like who I am.
We like who you are as well. I was at CMA Awards in Nashville in November. And I was like, what is going on down there with Priscilla Block? There's been an emergency, everyone, because there's Priscilla Block. Everybody's like in their tassels and in their pearls and in their rhinestones. And here comes Priscilla Block in a high-vis vest and carrying a traffic cone. And I was like, I think maybe, I literally said this, Priscilla. I said, I think maybe that is a purse. It's like a Prada purse or something. Like, somebody's done like a really high-end, fashion-y traffic. That was a traffic cone.
It was a traffic cone from the street.
That was a traffic cone. I was like, I'm sure that's Balenciaga. No,
right off the road, right off the road.
I absolutely loved it because, hey, it's a block party, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes. So were you just like, here we go, y'all?
So kind of how that happened, I posted this video. We were on tour and I had nothing to wear. I was out of clothes, which happens all the time. And I go into a gas station and I'm like, surely I can find like a t-shirt to wear, like something I'll make cute. Well, I see a safety vest in the gas station. I'm like, oh, I'm going to wear this. So I make this video. I'm like, guys, should I wear this tonight? Whatever. It was just kind of a joke. Well, everyone's like, somebody please show a video of how this turns cute. So I cut it up. I'm tearing stuff off of it. Whatever. Well, I wear that to my show that night. Well, then it's kind of become this thing with the fans where they show up in high-vis safety vests.
There were loads at CTC.
Yes. Yes. The whole, there was like four people on the front row. Yes, and, with the block party safety vests.
I saw them.
So it's been this thing where like hundreds of fans at my shows will customize their safety vest, put their name on it, put song lyrics. It's crazy. So when the CMAs came around, I was thinking about like what I wanted to wear. And, you know, I was like, let's just do something really bold. And I knew it, a big part of wearing that, I was like, I want to do something for the fans, and I want to just do something wild. And I'm like, let's do the Hi-Viz. Like, they're making it their thing. Like, and we're not only going to do it, we're going to do it. Like,
we're going to get a traffic cone.
I'm bringing the traffic cone. I'm showing up in the dumpster truck. Like, it was.
Oh, yeah, you showed up.
Yeah, I showed up in a dump truck.
Oh, my God, yes.
And I knew, but the thing was, like, I'm so happy that you said that it stood out. I mean, obviously, but like.
Well, I mean, it's Hi-Viz, Priscilla.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, look. I'm not nominated, which is totally fine. And I'm like,
it's not fine. But okay.
If I show up in just a normal dress, mm-hmm. which, I mean, going to the CMAs is already like such a big deal.
Yeah.
But like, and this is what I'm thinking. If I show up in just a normal dress, no one's going to be talking about me on the carpet. And I'm like, well, let's just do something crazy and just get people talking. And we did it.
And it worked.
And I feel like it's just like, yeah, it's all a part of the story. It's like the fans have made this thing happen for me. So, like, just doing it was just wild. And I don't know if people really, like, I knew it was gonna get people talking, whether it was good or bad.
Yes.
And we did both.
I loved it. I was there with my producer, and everybody I was with, we were absolutely loving it.
Thank you.
Yay. Even though I was telling everybody that it was all high end designer.
Oh, no. I just, like, me and my seamstress designed that whole thing together. Like,
but so useful to carry around a traffic cone, I think. Like, get up out of your seat. Like, just pop that cone there.
Oh, 100.
Nobody's
well, they
there.
Actually ended up stealing my traffic cone. Like, the producers on the show were like, we're taking this thing. I never got my traffic
cone. You should have been
back.
Like, that's Gucci, actually.
Yeah,
thank
I know.
You.
I really should have caused a freaking scene, but I didn't.
You had every right to.
I know.
Accessory.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone needs security around here, okay?
But yeah, hello. Please tell me that you're selling like Hi-Viz merch now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It really is like such a thing. But the thing is, like, the people that don't get it is like, why would she ever show up in that? But like, all the fans were like, oh,
yes.
Heck yeah, like, she's doing it.
It was for them.
It's crazy.
It was for them. Well, I loved it.
Thank you.
Congratulations on, your life.
Thank you.
But also, thank you so much for just being you and just being like, hey, here's me, y'all. Because I think that's so important to so many people. And we love what you do. We love good on you. And
thank you.
We just can't get enough. So.
Well, I love y'all. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.